Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When a preacher has worked with a local congregation for a number of years, he usually expresses concern for their welfare when he has to move to other work or he has to retire. Often in Paul's writings or in his speeches, he wanted his brothers and sisters in Christ to know of his great love for them. Paul told the Ephesian elders, "And now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." Acts 20, 25 through 27. Paul closed his 2 Corinthian letter with these words, "Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." 2 Corinthians 13, 11 and 14. Peter concludes his first letter to the Christians in Asia Minor with these comforting words, "But the God of all grace, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." 1 Peter 5:10. Each of these expressions deserves our close attention. Think of the significance of the term, the God of all grace. Grace means the unmerited or unearned favor of God. Who but God Almighty can supply the grace without which no man could be saved from his sins and have the promise of life eternal? God assured Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12, 9. The expression, "after you have suffered a while," indicates that these early Christians were not going to escape persecution. Earlier in this same epistle, Peter warned the Christians, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." 1 Peter 4:12. But the good part is that our sufferings are not eternal. When we reach the other side, there will be no more pain or death or sorrow or crying, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21, 4. Peter prays that God will make his readers perfect. The word perfect does not mean sinless. It means mending that which is broken. The word was used of the mending of nets. Matthew 4, 21. Paul pled with the Corinthians to be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1, 10. In Galatians 6, 1, the word was used of restoring a brother who has been overtaken by a fault. Galatians 6, 1. The perfection Peter had in mind involved establishing every child of God in the faith. The Greek, serizo, means fixed. Luke 6, 26. Strengthen. Revelation 3, 2. The word strengthen in our text has a meaning very similar to the word established. I do not know how to make a distinction between these two words. Peter probably uses these synonymous words to build a strong case for the members being faithful and steadfast unto the end. The temptations, trials, and heartaches were many, but they could, with God's help, remain faithful. The word settle comes from a Greek word meaning to found. The noun form of the word is usually rendered foundation. For example, Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus." 1 Corinthians 3:11. My friends, we must be strong in Christ, settled in the faith. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.